This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Neil.
And me, Catherine. Hello.
In this show, we're talking about linking devices.
Yes, linking devices. There are lots of different kinds, but today we're interested in words and phrases that link a cause, that's something that happens, with its effect or result.
So, words and phrases like therefore, for that reason, and because of. We'll tell you how they work.
We'll give you lots of examples.
And we'll finish off with a quiz to check what you've learned.
So, here we go, and let's start with an example. So, Neil, do you prefer paper books or e-books?
Well, I have to say, I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like a good paper book.
Why is that then?
It just feels more authentic.
Okay, well, we're going to talk today actually about e-books. So can you give us an example sentence, Neil, about e-books?
Okay, yeah, here we go. E-books are increasingly popular. There has been a fall in sales of paper books.
Except to you, Neil. Now, those two sentences are okay, but we could make them a lot clearer and more interesting by linking the ideas in them together with a word like consequently, like this.
E-books are increasingly popular. Consequently, there has been a fall in sales of paper books.
So, consequently is a very useful linking word. It shows that the event before the word consequently is the cause of the event after it. We could also use the words therefore, as a result, for that reason, thus, or that's why. And they all mean the same as consequently. And they're all used to join the ideas in two sentences or main clauses together.
Although, remember that some are more formal than others. We use that's why a lot in informal everyday English.
I missed the bus and that's why I'm late.
Good example, Catherine.
Thank you.
It would sound wrong to say I missed the bus and therefore I'm late. Now, can you give us an example of a more formal use of linking devices?
Okay, try this one. There was a lot of opposition to the proposal, therefore it was dropped.
Nice one. You can use consequently and thus instead of therefore in this type of sentence.
That's right. Now let's look at a group of words and phrases that we use to link cause and effect in a slightly different way.
Some examples are because of, as a result of, due to, and owing to. Listen.
Due to the increasing popularity of e-books, there's been a fall in the sales of paper books.
So, how is that different? Well, due to is followed by a noun phrase, the increasing popularity of e-books, not a complete sentence or main clause. We could also say, due to e-books increasing in popularity. Now, that's a participle clause.
So, due to joins a noun phrase or a participle clause to the main clause in the sentence.
Exactly. And as a result of, owing to, or because of, due to. We could use any of these in that example because they mean the same as due to, but because of is less formal than the others.
That's right. And we could also put the sentence the other way around, like this, Neil.
There has been a fall in sales of paper books due to the increasing popularity of e-books.
Yes, so it just depends on which part of the sentence you want to emphasise by putting first.
6 Minute Grammar from bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're looking at linking devices of cause and effect.
Now, for a couple of tips. When you start a sentence in writing with a noun phrase, be sure to use a comma after it.
Yeah, so as a result of the fall in paper book sales, comma, some bookshops are struggling to stay open.
That's right, but don't use a comma if the noun phrase comes at the end.
And if we're using a verb phrase, we can introduce it with the phrase the fact that.
Yes, you could say, As a result of the fact that book sales have fallen, some bookshops are struggling to stay open.
That's right.
OK, so now it's time for a quiz. Complete these sentences. Number one, our climate is changing. A, due to the Arctic ice is melting. B, therefore the Arctic ice is melting.
The answer's B, therefore the Arctic ice is melting.
Well done. Number two, Lewis was promoted. A, for that reason his hard work. B, as a result of his hard work.
It's B, as a result of his hard work.
Very good. Now, number three. The accident happened, A, owing to the fog on the motorway, or B, owing to the fog was on the motorway.
And this time it's A, owing to the fog on the motorway.
Well done, everyone who got those right. I hope wherever you are, you listen carefully to the show, and as a result, you got all the answers right.
That's good. And there's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.